Thanks, Linda. This is Heather Laux, and I'm starting someone out in Esther, beautiful Esther, in the Vital Balance Live It plan. So I recommend you do not eat anything but protein between the hours of midnight and noon because our bodies are detoxing. Then this is what I do upon when I wake up. I go and have 2 big glasses of Pi-Mag water and a 1/4 teaspoon of salt. I also have my thyroid. It's not medication anymore. It's a natural thyroid. And I have some liver support. And I usually muscle test that, how many I should have. So that's my first thing that I do when I wake up. Then I go and eliminate. I think that's important to eliminate consistently after every meal or a few times a day. Then I have, about an hour later, I will have my KBB. And I usually mix it half with Pi-Mag water and half with coconut milk, the So Delicious 25-calorie unsweetened coconut milk. It's in a green container in your health food stores. Usually have it, or all natural spots in the store. That's where I usually can find it. Then I don't usually have anything for quite a while because I'm full. You can have some eggs, you can have some protein, you can have a cup of coffee or tea about half an hour later, but I suggest the first week try and not have coffee because it lowers your alkalinity in your body. And your light can't come up because it kind of keeps it down. So then whenever I'm hungry again is when I usually have my second one. I have a second KBB. I love my KBB. Sometimes I have 2 scoops, sometimes I have 3, depending on how thick I want it or how big I want it. I'll add more to it. And then I have lunch. My lunches, I vary between having just a KVB or having a salad. But a salad, if you have a thyroid issue like I do, you have to be very careful with salads. I have to be very careful with salads. So I learned just this past summer that if you put oil on your salad, then it starts digesting it almost immediately, so that my thyroid can digest it even better. So I have a salad, and I put lots of stuff in there. Barbara taught me how to do that. Thank you, Barbara. I put pumpkin seeds in it that are high in protein. I put garlic in it. I put onions, apple cider vinegar, which is the only vinegar I recommend because all the other ones turn to sugar. Lemon juice is wonderful, lemon salad. What other kinds of foods would you like to eat? I need to know that, too. So, are you a vegetarian, or are you...
Oh, I wish.
I'm going towards
I'm a
that.
Chocolatarian.
You're a chocolatarian? Well,
yeah,
chocolate. All right, so chocolate has a lot of sugar in it, usually. Chocolate by itself does not, but chocolate with... In order for it to be palatable, it has to have sugar in it. So I would kind of leave this chocolate aside. You can have a couple, you know, like dark chocolate covered coffee beans. Those are my favorite. But I don't usually have them, especially on the first week or two of my plan. When I'm in the maintenance part, then I have them. And I have them only at night. Because once you put in sugar... Once I put in sugar into my body, oh, I crave it. I crave it just tremendously. It's that it goes up to your opiate receptors in your brain, and it just creates a craving. So just like any other addiction does. So I don't usually have fruit or anything that has any kind of sugar in it. And I use stevia. I get it from Trader Joe's. I like that brand the best. But only the small container. The other container has something else in it, dextrose or insulin or something like that. Inulin.
What was that called again?
Stevia, or stevia. They pronounce it.
Oh.
And it's in a little container. I get it at Trader Joe's. That's the one I like the best. I've had Now and all kinds of other brands. Trader Joe's organic stevia extract. And it's about only 1 ounce. It's about a, I don't know, 3-inch bottle, 3-inch tall bottle, about 1 inch wide. And that will last me, oh my goodness, months. There's 635 servings in it, so it'll last me that long. You know,
is it a liquid?
No, it's a powder. It's a little powder, and it has a little spoon in it.
Oh, so it's like a little box.
It's a little plastic container.
Okay.
Yeah. And I take it with me in little packets, too, when I go anywhere. Because I like to take my food with me now. I learned that, too, from Barbara and Linda. Barbara's the best snacker in the world, and she just, like, has all these wonderful containers of all these little tidbits.
So is Barbara willing to share her number later?
Barbara, for sure. It's her birthday today, but...
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're recording this, but I did want to underline half your body weight in protein grams a day, and that you're just really looking at upping your protein, and also your water, the same amount in water ounces a day. And
grams
Linda
of protein, ounces of water.
Yeah, and Linda has a wonderful website, vitalenergytips.com, that has recipes on it and... little videos that would just make your skin crawl. And so that's really great. And look to what you're going to substitute if you normally come home and you eat something, a snack or whatever. Make sure you've got something replacing it, whether it's celery or Dankin radish that you dip in a little bit of hummus, or even if it's a tiny bit of peanut butter. Peanut butter get you through something. There's a few things that we can get by with on the second week. Heather, Linda, and I were doing so great. Our first 7 days, we just continued. So you don't have to stop. You just keep going. So I lost 8 pounds in 10 days on this, and I had breached my closet. I was about to have to go buy other clothes, and so I was so excited because nothing I had been doing would ever make it. But right now, I've had a few, you know, Thanksgiving and everything has been out there, and that's my new puppy in the background. And I think I gained 1 pound, and my birthday's today, and I'm definitely going to be eating stuff. But in the midst of it, you know, walking the beach and doing exercises, I kind of... If I go off, I make sure I exercise, but also sleep. So, yeah. Anyway, back to you, Heather.
Sleep.
You got to make sure you sleep. You have your
sleep. Okay. I can understand you. Yeah. And just to highlight what Barbara said, you want half of your body weight in grams of protein or more. You also want half of your body weight in ounces of water or more. So say you weigh 160 pounds, you need 80 ounces of water every day. And you also need 80 grams of protein, which you can find out how many grams are in things in MyFitnessPal.com. It's an app, or you can go online. So it's MyFitnessPal.com. And actually, the Vital Balance Shakes are in there, so you can add them in. So you can log and keep track of what you are eating and what you are aware of. And yeah, it takes a little bit of preparation here in the beginning as you're getting used to it and learning. And that's why, and I do also ask people to email me recipes that they found. I have some on my website, vitalenergytips.com, so you can go and get some ideas. And it's an adventure in eating. And once you've learned this plan, you know it. So everybody on this call around the holidays, we choose our carbs. So unless it's really good, don't eat it. You know, because it's so much happier to put pants on that fit than to whatever it was you ate. Because that was very short term. But wearing your your clothes is an everyday deal that you really want to enjoy when you go to the closet instead of being sad. And it also helps people who that need to balance their blood sugar for, you know, to help prevent taking medication, helps with cognitive function. So this is a lifelong plan. It's not a temporary quick fix. And I myself, which is I started the plan, I've lost 20 pounds and I've kept it off without much effort. And, you know, we were at a party last night and there were definitely different things that I have there. I do like to have my cheeseburger on occasion and french fries that are really hot and good. They're not good, forget it. So it's learning to choose your carbs. It's a lifestyle. It's not just a temporary thing, but we've become more creative and witty. And there's, I'd like to get Dr. Oz's videos on my website. I need to do that today, too, with Dr. Perlmutter, because that was very fascinating how even cutting out grains for 6 weeks can help people reverse Alzheimer's. Well, cutting out carbs.
Steinberg one, too.
So there's a lot of great stuff in support of this. And Heather just kept renewing her 7-day contract because she can do anything for 7 days. Okay, well, I'm liking my results. I'm going to do another 7 days. And she ended up blowing through 8 months to get to her goal, and that was right before Thanksgiving. And I happened to be there for that Thanksgiving, and we went to her daughter's house, and her daughter was having her first Thanksgiving with her new husband and her new house, and she made all these wonderful things. And Heather had not had nice potatoes in 8 months. And she was so excited about the nice potatoes. And when you do eat these things that are not on your list, you really enjoy them. And she did. And her daughter also made carrots. Like, with, you know how sometimes people make it with candy, want to get candy carrots? And that was not as exciting to her. And her daughter's like, wow. Oh, the carrots are good. Did you try the carrots? Why aren't you eating the carrots? Don't you like my carrots? And I could see all the drama going across Heather's face about these carrots. And I finally said, you know what? Your mom has not had mashed potatoes in 8 months. And she really wants mashed potatoes. So she's choosing her carbs. She tried the carrots. I saw her have one. And she thought it was really good. But she's really all about the mashed potatoes today. So she's choosing her carbs. And that's what we do.
I did that this year. Instead of mashed potatoes, I had stuffing. So, yes, we do choose our carbs, and you should never be hungry on this plan. Ever, ever, ever. If you're hungry, you're doing something wrong. So ask questions. You know, come to us and ask us questions. Email us, text us, whatever. But ask
you're not eating enough. Yeah. You're not. We're not limiting food here. We're not counting calories. We're not.
No.
What we are is counting grams of protein and ounces of water, that you're getting enough.
Yes. And you have 4 times the success rate with a partner, with a buddy.
Also, what she was saying with the carrots and everything, anything that is grown in the ground, a root vegetable has a tendency to be more starchy, sugary. It stores everything. So those are the ones we're eliminating, as, you know, in the very, very beginning and most of the time across the board, as well as fruit.
Those are on the sheet. Beans, potatoes, tomatoes, or fruit.
And the carrots, hence the carrots.
Yeah, carrots, peas. These are very sweet.
Yeah.
Corn. Stay away from the corn. Stay away from anything GMO. Try eating organic and raw and natural.
Right. I'm a vegetarian,
Not always raw, because sometimes that can compromise your spleen. Ooh, somebody's on speaker.
Yeah.
If you're on speaker.
Like mushrooms should be steamed. But you know what? Keep coming on the call, and you'll get a lot of information. If you go on Linda's site, you have the blog that Steve puts up, and all our recordings are on there, and that's a really wonderful resource that we have.
What is a fiddlehead?
A fern.
Oh, I did not know you could eat them.
Yes, you can eat them in the spring. They're delicious. They come out and they're little rounded things. They serve them at some gourmet restaurants, some farm to restaurant places.
What state are you in?
I'm in New York. Upstate.
Where?
Upstate New York, near Saratoga Springs.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Where I'm going today to do Kundalini yoga, Tai Chi, have a couple of weekend appointments, and hallelujah. Saratoga has this ionic bubble over it from all the waters that it has, just like we have in our PIMAG water filter. It has negative ions all over the city. It has like something like 68 springs.
Cool.
So, any questions you might have right now to start?
Well, I think it sounds like I need to go to the store and buy a whole lot of these things from the produce department that are, what says unlimited. And it seems I need to just cut out sugar in every form imaginable, including, like corn and peas and things.
Yeah.
And root vegetables. And try to really not eat anything other than protein and water until after noon.
And then, even then, have the vegetables after that.
Himalayan salt, too.
Himalayan pink salt, yes. Important.
Yes, salt.
Because it has the
mineral. Or real salt.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that
real salt.
Perfect.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay, I think I have a pretty good idea of where to start.
Protein. What are you going to have for protein?
I'm assuming it's KVB at this point, or maybe a can of tuna, I suppose.
You will not get enough. You need to have
better
protein.
Okay, let's go by salmon. Okay.
Salmon, yes, except sometimes salmon has a lot of salt in it, but check it out. Make sure it's wild caught. And nothing else in it. A lot of times they'll put corn syrup and they'll put all kinds of stuff in it. Soy, crazy stuff. Make sure it's wild caught and just smoked or, just the natural ingredients.
Okay.
Because I've gone through all of them and most of them have added ingredients.
If you're in a hurry, Heather puts a raw egg in hers, yeah.
Yes, I do. But some people
there's eggs,
like
there's tuna, there's turkey. Even yesterday I was out and about and I have a little cooler. And in that I had the little tuna packet that you can actually have on the go. I also carry the Nikan blender cup with two scoops of the shake so I can always add water to it wherever I am.
Yep.
So if I'm out and about, that's in my car all the time. And I live in Florida, so we do have Publix. I'm not big on fried food, but sometimes I just stop at Publix and get the non-breaded chicken wings.
Perfect.
Because they're hot, and they smell good, and and they're ready. You can eat hard-boiled eggs.
Take your hard-boiled eggs and put them in a little Tupperware with salt and pepper. Or spike, I like spike, and marinate it in that, and it's a great snack while you're figuring out what you're going to do.
I like getting chicken tenders and then sautéing them in ghee or anything else, and then I have them right in the refrigerator, and if I'm a little bit hungry, I'll just take one. If I'm more than that, I'll take two, sometimes three. I'll just eat those as something to just keep me going.
And this time I have lots of turkeys that you can buy at great prices, and you can cook the whole turkey, and you can freeze it and pull out a little bit fat.
Yep.
If you're a meat eater, but Barbara's a vegetarian, so she's going to give you lots of vegetarian ideas, like the hemp seeds and pumpkin seeds, and you really want to stay away from nuts because they really do slow down your weight loss. You can have a little bit here and there. Yep.
Linda, fill her in on the cheese thing, too, while you're at it.
Oh, yeah.
No dairy. When you do need to have a little dairy, you get real sheep cheese feta. The American feta, the crumbled feta, that's all with cow's milk, and that creates a sluggish system and slows down everything.
What about goat feta?
Goat, you can have goat, and you can have
cheese.
And you can actually even have buffalo mozzarella, because that's not from a cow either. It's a buffalo.
So it doesn't have the antibiotics or any of the bad stuff in it.
Yep. So those are some ideas. So let's wrap up this recording for now. But you know what? The benefits are great. You have more energy. We know there's lots of people's health numbers from the doctor improve. As Barbara was starting to say, for every quart of water you drink, your body needs a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan or real salt. So you can lick it. You don't put it in your water. You can lick it. You can put it on your food. Your body needs those minerals. It needs that energy. We are made up of salt water, just as the earth is. So you should not, you need to, you know, if you keep track and know you're eating enough, oftentimes people say, I've been doing this for 3 weeks, I haven't lost anything, and I ask them what they're eating, I'm like, you're not eating enough. So eating protein, you actually, even without exercise, are burning more fat. So something to remember too, carbohydrates, when you have an excess of carbohydrates, your body stores carbohydrates for 3 days. So don't get on the scale for 3 days if you've overindulged in egg cookies or potatoes or, you know, stuff like that, because it's not going to change. You're not going to be happy. Even like the next 3 days, you add 4 kbbs, you still don't want to get on that scale, because your body's storing 3 days of carbohydrates before it's going to go to the fat once again. And fat is stored sugar, because as you eat the carbohydrates and your cells are full, there's no more room. Well, we don't have any more room in the cell. The cells are full. Well, okay, we have to store it as fat. So fat is stored as sugar. So to actually get the body to release that, you'll have to stop putting sugar into your body. So sugar is carbohydrates. So even when you look at a container of oatmeal, you're not looking at sugar. You're looking at total carbohydrates. For every 4 grams of carbohydrates, that's equal to 1 teaspoon of sugar. So you need to start reading the label to understand that. So a lot of times people, I'm doing good, I'm just having oatmeal. No, not really. Or even a whole grain piece of toast. That's 44 grams of carbs. That's 11 teaspoons of sugar before you put anything on it. A bagel is like 55 to 60 grams of carbohydrates. That's a lot. So that's actually more sugar than you need for the entire day. That should be coming from vegetable sources when you're looking to release weight or boost up your memory or balance your blood sugar. Does that make sense?
It does. This is such a beautiful education. I'm reminded of that when we do this for someone new. You know, it took us a while here. Linda, you've been doing this for, what, 5 years? Five, seven years?
Yeah, I don't remember.
So I've been doing it for about 2.5, almost 3 now. And it is an education, you know, so it behooves you to research and ask questions of all of these experts on this phone call, because we all are in one phase or another, and we've been doing it a long time, and we're all really specialists in helping each other have healthy, happy lives. I highly recommend us.
Cool. Do we have nutritionists or that sort of thing on the call, or is it mostly self-educated through research?
Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I had to study nutrition for 2 years. But I'm going to tell you that half of the stuff that was in here, I was not taught. This is not taught in schools. This is not taught in universities. This is not taught. This is very, I don't know, secret. They don't want you to know that all this stuff is out there for you. This information is out there. My doctor wouldn't help me for a while, and I told him, I said, I'm going to do this whether you help me or not. I need my lab. So are you going to help me? And he was grumbling, and he, you know, kicked and bit for 6 months out of the whole time. And then finally, when he saw my labs that were so good, he agreed. He said, okay, I guess it was a good thing. But he can't promote it because they're under legal obligations to not, not disclose, I guess, any of this. It goes against what they've been taught in school.
This is a doctor's program. It's an accumulation from three different doctor's programs all put together, though.
And nutrition. Roger Drummer.
Indoors, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, who, do you mind if I ask which doctors?
Actually, it was first created from a plan called Ideal Protein, and it's a Canadian group that formulated it with doctors, and then we added in Dr. Drummer's information, and then also Dr. Eckholm's information. Do you need their names and their numbers and all their certifications?
No, I just know that as I'm promoting it to other people, I have a lady right now who's dealing with a whole bunch of diabetes issues and weight loss and, like, low-energy depression, and so I want to help do this together in order to help her and me at the same time. And so I just know some of my people because she is a nurse. Sometimes when they hear the credentialing behind a plan, they're more willing to put out the effort to follow it. So that's why I'm asking. So.
And we have nurses on the call. Dee's on today. Barb Satterwhite, I don't know if she's on today.
Mm-hmm. I have a nurse on the plan.
I'm going to stop recording right now because we're over. So thank you. And we will be sharing this, so let me just stop recording.